You have your Bible tonight and we'll follow along. I hope you got the Word of God. The 139th Psalm. The 139th Psalm. It's a Psalm of David. And boy, I tell you what, I like the writings of David's. I like the Psalms of David's encouragement. And David encouraged himself. Amen. Praise God. In the Lord. Amen. That's what we've got to do. Thank God for this this fellow who encouraged us, give us courage, strength. He said, I look in the hills which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. If we could just remember that one verse, we could be like David. We could have hope and confidence in our Lord. It's same Lord, same God. It's David served, and we're serving today. He's the same one that's made us a promise, gave us a hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. The 139th Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. I want to preach for just a few minutes out of this tonight. I've got to be our help on this verse that we read in your hand. We're going to look at this whole chapter tonight, but I want to just look at this verse as a jumping off point, if you will. And I just want to say tonight that God knows you. Amen? Amen. Hey, sometimes we think that God's way up there in heaven and He don't know a whole lot, but I want to say He knows everything, and God knows you. He knows every fiber of your being. He knows you before you was conceived in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. The Bible says even to the number of the hairs on your head. Amen. So He knows you. He knows about you. And He knows everything that is to know from beginning to end about everything that you need to be for God's glory. And He's there to help you. Amen. Praise God. But a lot of times, our biggest mistake, I think, as Christians sometimes, is forgetting to remember that God knows us. Amen. Praise God that God knows us. He always sees us and He always knows us. He's known us from the beginning. He'll know us all through our life, praise God. He'll know us when we get home. Amen. What a blessing that is to know that. And we may not, you say, well, preacher, hey, sometimes I got to think about it. Now, I'll just preach on me tonight, all right, Brother Junior? I'll just tell you about me. Sometimes in my life as a Christian, sometimes I feel like I fail God in a tremendous way. Sometimes I feel like I let Him down so much, like I'm just not everything I need to be. I'm not as good as I should be. I don't act and react the way that I should. And I feel like a total failure. Amen. But I want you to realize, oh God, that God's always with me and He's always watching me and He's always getting my attention, showing me and letting me know that He loves me. Even though I'm not perfect. Amen. I'm not. Amen. Praise the Lord. If anybody here thinks I'm perfect, you might as well hang that up, because I'm not. I'm just as imperfect as you are. But I serve a perfect Savior and a God that loves me. Amen. Praise God. But I got to thinking on this. I thought about David as he's writing this. And he says, Oh Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Now God got to searching David and looking David. And David said, You've searched me, Lord, and You know me. You've known me. Amen. From the beginning to the end said, You've known all about me. How David wasn't perfect. But the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. Now that's pretty big. But some people might say, well, David was a failure. Amen. David was an adulterer. David was a murderer. He said, well, preacher, he didn't even make it to heaven. Praise God. He was a man after God's own heart. He wasn't perfect. I will say tonight, we're not perfect. We sin. The Bible says we sin and come short of the glory of God. We're sinners. Amen. But we're sinners saved by the marvelous grace of God. It's God's grace, praise God, that makes us where we are. Praise God. The faithful that God gives. Now, if this 139th Psalm, amen, praise God, it's to those that are faithful to the Lord, it's an encouragement psalm. Amen. It's a psalm of encouragement. But if you're someone that's hiding from the Lord, hiding out and doing what you do, amen, it's a psalm, praise God, that'll help you to realize that you're fighting a losing battle. Amen. Because God knows you. He knows where you're at. Amen. All the time. You can't get away from Him. You can't hide from Him. He's always there. And that's what He tells us here in the first part of this text. of this word, praise God. He tells us that He knows us. And He knows you personally. Amen. He has a personal knowledge of you. An intimate knowledge of you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You might as well. Don't be fooled. Don't try to fool Him, praise God, because He knows where you're at. Amen. He's got a personal knowledge of you. Now you can't sneak off, go somewhere. You young as this man, you can't go sneak off and do something. Hey, Papa might not see you, Mama might not see you, Mama might not see you, Daddy might not see you, but praise God, God sees you. I want to say, when I was growing up, one of the things that bothered me the most is things I do that I knew I shouldn't do, but I would sneak around and do it. And the thing that bothered me the most about it is I knew that I could sneak around and hide, but that God still saw me. Amen. And I'd catch myself constantly just bow my head and say, Lord, please forgive me. Help me, Lord, to be stronger next time. Amen. I know none of you have never done that because you've always been a whole lot better than me, better than your pastor. But I've had to do that many, many times. I'm just telling you tonight to just show you that I'm not perfect, but I serve God and I know that God sees me. And amen, when I come to Him and I ask Him, forgive me of my sins, He forgives me. Amen. Now, we can't just keep doing the same things over and over and then every time we do it, just say, Lord, forgive me and expect Him to. Sometimes there'll be circumstances come up that you'll have to answer for. Amen. God has a way of giving us a whipping, taking us to the old proverbial woodshed. Amen. And showing us that He's displeased with our actions. Amen. It's a tough place to be. But in God's love, praise God, I know that He's with me always. Amen. God sees me. God knows me. He said, He knoweth my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. And Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all. Now watch this. I got this and I had just bowed my head right there. I said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. He said, and art acquainted with all my ways. Now all my ways is not His ways. And all your ways is not His ways. Amen. But praise God, God's ways is right, our ways is wrong, but our ways can be right if we seek the will of God. Amen. But we know that He sees us and we know He knows you personally. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. What? You mean God knows what we say? My countries. That's a whole different game. If God's a following me around listening to what I'm saying, what can I say? Praise God, you can say, glory to God. I'm glad He knows me. I'm glad He listens to me, praise God. I'm glad He helps me to realize that what He's saying, praise God, is for His glory. Amen. I guess that's why we need to be open and honest with God. I got to thinking on this in the state. You know, we can try to hide God. We can try to fool God. And you can fool a lot of things and a lot of people, but you cannot fool God. Right. So if we just become open and honest with God, then the Bible here, but the psalmist here, David here, tells us, praise God, that that's the best thing because he knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're saying. So we ought to just ask God to help us to say the right things. He said, Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Now, I've had these experiences before. Amen? Now, that word beset means to surround. It means to enclose. It means to hem in. Amen? I've had those circumstances when God has surrounded me and hemmed me in. And I've had those situations, those times in my life when God laid His hand on me. Amen? You know, God has a way of reaching down to where you're at and kind of shaking you a little. And He lets you know, praise God, that it's Him. I'm glad for that. What a blessing that is because He knows me, praise God. He knows what I need. Amen? Just like He knows what you need. So we need to be open. We need to be honest with God. And if we're open and honest with God, praise God, then we can take some rest in the love that He has for us. because He has laid His hand upon us. In verse 6 He says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. He said that God would know me and love me and reach down and touch me, praise God, even though I've done things that's contrary to Him. What kind of God do I serve? A God that's, praise God, and Habakkuk said Wednesday night, he said, Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad for the mercy of God because of the love that He has for me. In 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. In verse number 18. 1 John 4 and 18, the Bible says this. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen? So God knows us, and God touches us, and God directs us, praise God, because He loves us. Praise God. Because God's watching us. And He said, because God's watching, we don't have nothing to fear. We don't have to worry. Because God will help us if we'll let Him. Amen. He said, David said, Lord, Thou hast searched me and You've known me. So because God searches, because He knows us, He can help us. Everyone. Don't think that you're beyond help. Amen. You may be here tonight and you say, well, Lord, I'm just beyond helping. I want to say you're not beyond help. God Almighty knows you, and He searches, pray God, and He'll help us if we'll let Him. Amen. The Bible said He is at ever-present help, even in a time of trouble. He's there with us. He's there to help us. He's there to bring us through, praise God, that we can shout and pray, because He knows you personally and an intimate relationship. He is your Heavenly Father. Praise. Ain't you glad of that? Amen. So He knows you personally. Not only does He know you personally, but He knows where we go. Now, where we go and the activities we participate in, it's kind of hard sometimes to just kind of go in the way that you'd like to go. Because during the trip, there's so many obstacles sometimes that can get in our way. It's easy to get sidetracked, isn't it? And it seems like the old devil, he'll just run people in at you this, that way, and another to kind of get you discouraged, dissuaded, and get you off track, get you out of focus, where you can't realize what God's trying to do for us. Amen? But the Bible teaches here that God knows us and He knows where we're going. Verse number 7, He said, whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Now that's a question. He said, where can I go from the Spirit of God? I'm going to tell you, you can't go nowhere. It's there with you always. Amen? If you're a child of God, praise the Lord, it's ever present. He said, whither shall I flee from Thy presence? He said, where can I go, Lord, that You're not? Brother Junior, you go up here top of Mount Pisgah. You go up there, you climb all the way top up our tower. Amen? But I'm going to tell you, when you get there, God will be there before you. Amen? Amen? You get back and looking back over there and look over in the valley, you'll say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Because God is always there. His presence is with us. Praise God. He said, no matter where you go, the Spirit's there. No matter where you go, His presence is with us. The psalmist David, he said, if I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Amen. He said, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. Now remember, the right hand of God is the hand of power. And it's His right hand in which God says, which the Lord Jesus Christ said, we're in our Father's hand. Amen. And no man can pluck us out. Amen. So His presence is real. He knows where we're at. He goes with us, praise God. And if you'll think of it this way, as you're going on your journeys of life, praise God, it's the hand of God that undergirds you and takes you through the day, praise God. So there's nothing that can overcome. There's nothing that can snatch you out of His hand, praise God, if you're confident where you're at. Amen. If you know, if we know, praise God, that we've been saved and born again by the precious blood of Jesus, we've been saved to the, from the guttermost to the uttermost, we've been placed in that hand, praise God, we can be assured tonight that we have a sure salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. He knows where you go. He knows, praise God, where you're going out and your comings in. He knows when you go up and you go out. He knows if you go west, east or west, praise the Lord. He's better than a Garmin. Now, Garmin will mess you up. Amen. Sometimes, they got these women voices on there. What's up with that? Maybe that's what it is. We're so used to women telling us, you know, where to go and how to get there. And, they figure that we'll listen better. But about every Garmin has got this woman's voice. And she tells us, you know, turn here and turn there. And next thing you know, she says, do a U-turn. And mine the other day, it said, do a U-turn now. And I thought, yep. But God Almighty, He knows the path and He knows where we're going, and He knows that we know how to get there. Now, you got to be real careful with that because we don't always know, but God does. But He's promised that He'd be there with us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, He said, I will never leave thee. That's you. And He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. He said, I'll always be there with you. He said, so I'm better than a Garmin. She's just talking to you from afar, trying to get you somewhere that you've never been before. But God Almighty said, I've got you in my hand. He said, praise God, I'm going to take you where I'd have you to be. Amen. He said, I'll deliver you safe when I get there. So David's a telling us here, praise God. He said, if we just believe and trust in the Lord, he said, what we need to do is quit. You know what happens? I believe a whole lot of time sinners, they try to hide from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Most sinners, I know they try to hide from them. You get trying to tell them about Jesus, boy, and they'll get gone. Amen. An old sinner sitting in the back row, in the back pew, and when the invitation starts, they'll get up and hit the door. They try to hide from the Lord, try to hide from God. But a believer, praise God, we hide in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't hide from Him. We hide in Him. That's the safest place to be. Under the wings of the Almighty, praise God. David said, hey, listen, I know that you've searched me. I know that you know me. He said, just envelop me in your arm, praise God. Pull me under yourself and just love on me, praise God. And praise, wherever I go, there you'll be. Praise the Lord. So we see it. God knows you. God sees you. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He knows who, He knows you personally. He knows where you go. And He knows what you are. Amen. He knows what you are. You say, what am I? Praise God, don't say it. Sinners saved by grace. But He knows what you are because the Bible said that He made you. Amen. But Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we are. In verse number 13, he says, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Amen. You can't get much newer and fresher than that. Praise the Lord. He said he was right there with him. He said, you covered me in my mother's womb. In other words, that hand of protection was on me when I was just starting out in my mother's belly. Amen. Again, and that's the same for every one of us. God's hand of protection was there. It tears me out of frame when they want to kill these little babies. It just kills. It kills. You know, we've probably killed and murdered the very one that had a cure that would have had the cure for cancer. We talk about how terrible this pandemic and everything is. Over 500,000 have died, but we kill more than that every year with abortions. And God says these babies in the womb are precious. He says He's covering them. He protects them. Praise God. He said His hand was upon him and his mother's womb. He said, I will praise thee, verse 14, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Fearfully. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows what you are because He made you. Amen. So what we do, Brother Robert, is when we're having struggles and problems in this world, in this flesh that we live in, sometimes we just got to stop and say, Lord, you made this mess. I need you to help me to clean it up. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He can. He made you, praise God. He can clean you up. He can clean you out, praise God. He can make you pure and clean and wholesome and healthy and productive for His glory. The psalmist said, Lord, you've searched me. Lord, you know me. Lord, you created me. Boy, what a creation I am. He goes ahead and he says, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. He said, praise God, from what I'm feeling inside, he said, I recognize the work and the power of God in my life. He said, it's one of the greatest things. He said, it's just a marvelous thing, praise God, that you're doing. I wish I had recognized it earlier. Amen. Listen, youngest, hey, don't wait till you get old and feeble to worship and serve God. Do it now with all your heart, praise God, because it just gets better and bigger. Gets more exciting, gets more rich every day. Amen. Praise God, gets bigger and better. So, Brother Bill, you say gooder and gooder. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because Bible's by the psalmist here is telling us that you are unique. Amen. You're unique. God made you to be unique. Amen. He made you that way. He created you to be you. We don't need to be trying to be somebody else. Amen. You don't need to try to be somebody else. You just need to be you because God created you to be you. If He wanted us all to be like somebody else, He'd have made us robots. But He did. He created us as individuals. Amen. With an individual personality that He could use for His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad it's that way? He said, my soul knoweth it right well, praise God. God knows who we are. He said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, what? God seen us and knew that God knows that we're not perfect. And we thought we had Him fooled. We thought we had Him fooled the whole time. But all this time God knew that you weren't perfect. What a surprise. Miles, we thought we had Him fooled. But He's done figured. But David said the Lord's done figured us out. Amen. He knows where we're at. And He says, in thy book, all my members are written. The things that we've accomplished, the things that we've done, the thoughts, the way we move, the way we act, the way we... He said, God's recording. In other words, God's keeping records of us. Why wouldn't He? Because He is our Heavenly Father. How many of you have picture albums? Come on, raise your hand. Picture albums. Family, you know, friends. You do have friends, don't you? Amen. And we keep those pictures as keepsakes. We record things in them. Amen. So that you can pull them out and later. Now, don't, like, listen, if you got one of them old Polaroid cameras, you take pictures and it comes in that little canister, don't just throw it. Get that thing developed and put them in a book. Amen. Take those pictures, praise God, because that's things to be remembered. He said, what God's doing, He's taking and He's recording memories. Why would God want to keep a memory of me? What I did yesterday. What I did today. Why would He want to record what we did this morning? The service that we had, because we did it to give Him glory. Amen. And He can pull them out one day and go through them. He said, praise God, look here, this is mine. Amen. Now, my mama's got pictures of us, me, when we was little old youngins. and we was a running around in our little t-shirt and our little britches, and we was just as dirty and snot-nosed as could be. Amen. I mean, just grubby looking little thing, but my mama seen us and she was just tickled proud of us. And she took a picture of it. Amen. And so she could have it, to remember when we was little. Amen. And God Almighty's a doing things. He's taking pictures. He's putting it there so that he can remember, praise God, his little children. Praise his holy name. God wants to be able to remember me and you, praise God. Which is in continuance were fashion when as yet there was none of them. God thought about how nice it'd be to have pictures of you in his album. David said, hey, listen, you know what God did? He went ahead and got an album. He got a photo book. He got a book of remembrance, praise God, before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. And he said, this little old memorial, praise God, is going to be for Jeff Massey. And when he gets here, I'm going to put everything about him in here. Amen. Because I'm going to know him, I'm going to love him, and I'm going to have it all documented. I don't want to miss a thing. And he's watching me continuously. I think he watches me more than he does you. He said, is that because you're a pastor? No, it just seems like he's watching me more than he does you. Seems like he's watching me always to see what I'll get into. Amen. To see what I'll do because he loves me. Amen. He knows what you are. Not only does he know what you are, but he knows how you think. He knows what you think. Amen. Now that word think means to ponder. That word think means to think upon. Amen. It's something that we do to cultivate the presence of God in our lives. Amen. The Bible says we're to meditate upon him. David says in verse 17, he said, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. He said, so I'm contemplating, I'm cultivating the thoughts. I'm recording them for days ahead. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, he said, those things that are true and just and honest and pure, lovely and of a good report, think on these things. Amen. He said, because God knows what we're thinking. So we need to be thinking on godly things, on good things. Things that'll be an encouragement. Things that'll give us help. Things that'll bring glory to God. There was a fellow said, you know, if you look hard enough, you can find something good in everybody. Now you may sit here tonight and say, well, preacher, these people I know, they ain't nothing good about them at all. Oh, sorry, no account rascal. Yeah, but they may have done something good one time in their life. Amen. But if we look hard enough, if we look for the good, we can find it. What if God didn't look for the good in us? What if he just looked at all the times we messed up? God help us, we'd be in a mess. But he said, how precious are thy thoughts unto me? What I think about God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Amen. He said, I get to thinking about you, Lord. And he said, it's just more than the sands of the sea. He said, the thoughts of you, how you're with me, how you help me, how you guide me, how you lead me, how you love on me, Lord. He said, it's just so big, praise God, it's bigger than I am. He said, just the thoughts of you. Because you know what I think, and I think it's great that you do. Amen. It don't bother me at all that God knows what I think. Amen. Now, we got to be careful with our thinking. Amen. We can't entertain thoughts that we know that's ungodly. We got to think those things that's pure and just, honest, amen, those things that we've read in your hearing. Because that's what God expects us to do. Because, why? Because he loves us. He loves us with God. He knows, praise God, amen, what we do. He knows that he knows what we love, amen, the things that we love. He knows the things that we hate. You said, preacher, we ain't supposed to hate nothing. We're supposed to hate the devil. Amen. Amen. We're supposed to hate the devil. We're supposed to love God. Praise God. We're supposed to love him. We're supposed to hate evil. In Psalms 97, verse 10, the Bible says this, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Amen. That's pretty straight up, ain't it? That ain't hard to decipher. He said, ye that love the Lord. So if you love the Lord, been saved, born again, praise God, hate evil. He said, everything God says wrong, praise God, it's wrong. He said, you're supposed to hate it. I ain't supposed to hate nothing. We're supposed to hate evil. You're supposed to hate the devil. Amen. Supposed to hate the things that's not right. So he preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoicing the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So he said, we're supposed to thank, praise God. Lord says, I know what you love, I know what you hate. And he said, we're supposed to love God. Amen. Supposed to be our number one love. The thing that we love the most is, Lord, you say, well, preacher, I love my wife, I love my children. And that's good, that's honorable. But we're supposed to love the Lord first. Amen. You love the Lord, put him first, praise God, and everything else will fall in place if we just put the Lord first. Bless his name. In 1 John chapter number 2, he tells us, he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Verse 15, he said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doth the will of God abideth forever. Praise the Lord. So he said, love not the world, the things that's in the world. He said, but we're supposed to love God. And if we love God, he said, we'll love each other. He said, you know that you're a child of God because you love the brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why we can love each other. Amen. Now, we may not like everything everybody does, but we still love each other. Because God created us that way. He made it possible for us to love one another. He knows what we love. And he knows what we hate. Amen. Praise God. We ought to hate evil. Amen. We ought to hate evil. The Bible says, surely, Psalms 139, verse 19, said, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. David said, hey, listen, so I don't want nothing to do with wickedness. He said, I don't even want it around me. We ought to flee. We ought to flee from wickedness. Amen. We ought to run from it, praise God. He said, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. I can't stand somebody to use God's name in vain. Amen. It rips my heart out because they're talking about my God and my Savior. He said, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? He said, I hate those that hate God. Amen. I do too. You're a preacher, we're not supposed to hate. We're supposed to hate evil. We're supposed to hate the terrible things, amen, that people do. We're supposed to love the people but hate the deeds. We're supposed to hate the things that's contrary to the Word of God. David said in verse 22, he said, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. You say, preacher, that's pretty hard talk. Hey, because, yeah, but we got to remember that. But David said, I know what God loves. And God, amen, I know what God loves. And I know that he hates evil. He said, we're supposed to love God and hate evil. I hate the evil things of this world. Amen. They're inspired of the devil. The demons of hell. And I hate them with a passion. They're deceiving and they're destroying. They're tearing down. They're ruining their homes and their lives and their families and their communities and their churches by the wicked things they do. And I hate it. I hate the drugs and the alcohol that's in this country. That's in Candler, North Carolina. I hate it. Amen. It's of the devil. And I hate it with a passion. Praise God. But God knows what you love. He knows what you hate. Amen. He said, I hate them with a perfect hatred. That's pretty severe. He said, it's perfect. Because I'm trusting and loving God, I'll hate the same thing God hates. And I'll love the things that God loves. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God knows what we love. Not only does he know what we love, but he knows what we desire. Amen. What we desire. David would say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Amen. The desire, the very fibers of my being. He said, Lord, just search me. He said, you've searched me and you know me. He said, search me and know the desires of my heart. Whether my desire is toward you like it should be or not. Search me. He said, I want you to find me out, Lord. You know, we can't know where we need to be till we figure out where we are. Amen. I said, we can't know where we need to be till we figure out where we are. And if we're honest with ourselves, the psalmist honest, he said, Lord, I know that you know me. He said, search me and know me. And then you can begin to show me where I am so I can figure it out for your glory. He said, search me, O God, and know me. And then he says, try me and know my thoughts. Now that word tries me means to test. Amen? It means to investigate. How would you like to have God investigate in your life? Amen? God put it out there on the big screen and said, Jeff Gosnell, this is your life. Amen? And he began to pick it apart with a fine-tooth comb. Praise God, begin to look at it and begin to observe you. Amen? David said, Lord, I want you to try me. He said, I want you to investigate me. He said, I want you to examine me thoroughly. That's scary, isn't it? But it'll help us when we ask God from a broken, contrite heart, Lord, just examine me, investigate me, and see where I am. Said, prove me, Lord, that I'm where I need to be. Amen? Praise God. So that I can rearrange my life to bring glory to God. But David says, you need to search me, Lord. Search me, O God, and know me. Know my heart, the innermost part. And he said, try me, examine me, and know my thoughts. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, sir, Lord, I want you to examine me where you know everything about me, even down to my thoughts, my thinking. Make sure my thinking's straight. Amen. The old proverbial, make sure your head's screwed on right. David said, Lord, I want you to make sure my head's on right. Make sure I'm focused on the right things in the right direction so God can get glory out of our lives. Amen. You can't go around with your head half off. But he once said, Lord, I want you to search me. Because he knows the desires of your heart to search you and to test you and try you. Amen, for his glory. Amen. David says, see me, Lord. See me. He said, see me. He said, see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. David said, Lord, see me. Look at me closely. Evaluate me and see if there's any wicked thing, any wicked way, any path of wickedness in me. Wonder if we all done that. Wonder if we all said, Lord, just if there's anything wicked, if there's anything out of sorts in my life, Lord, I want you to search me. I want you to see me. Amen. And he said, and lead me in the way everlasting. He said, Lord, I want you to see me. I want you, if there's any wickedness in me, any wicked thought, any wicked way, any wicked action, Lord, I want you to see me. And I want you to lead me in the way everlasting. In other words, I want you to take me away in a different direction and take me in the way you'd have me to go. And David says this because he said, you know, God, he said, God knows you, God sees you. And he said, the biggest mistake we can make is just thinking that God don't always know us and see us. Amen. And David here, he said, Lord, I know you see me. I know you know me. And Lord, I want you to search me and see me and let me know what you see so I can change for your glory. He said, see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. He said, well, I want you to search me, God. And I want you to find it. I found all the little flaws in my life. And Lord, I want you to fix them. Amen. I want you to fix them. And I'm willing. He said, I'm in the potter's hands. And I'm just a clay. And Lord, if there's a crack or a flaw in this vessel, Lord, I want you to take your hands. I want you to fix it. Amen. I want you to fix it. I want you to search me. I want you to see it. And I don't want you to let it go. I don't want you to overlook it like he would. But he said, Lord, I want you to fix it. You know what we need today? We need to not realize that God knows us and he sees us. And he's there to fix us if we'll let him. Amen? Because of that relationship that we have with him. All these essence of relationship. He says, David said, this is what I have with God. And because of that, God's going to take me, he's going to look at me, he's going to search me, and he's going to fix me. And one day in a little while, he said he's going to present me to himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. Without any imperfections. He said when he presents me in heaven, he said, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be perfect. like he's perfect.